If you're looking for plump lips that last, you need to know about Juvederm lip fillers. With Juvederm Volbella XC and Juvederm Ultra XC, your lip look, whether it's subtle or bold, can last up to 1 full year with optimal treatment and no additional maintenance. Find a licensed specialist and see if it's right for you at Juvederm.com today. That's Juvederm.com. Add fullness to lips in adults over 21 with Juvederm Volbella XC or Juvederm Ultra XC. Do not use if you have severe allergies or a history of severe allergic reactions, or if you're allergic to lidocaine or the proteins used in Juvederm. Tell your doctor if you have a history of scarring or taking medicines that decrease the body's immune response or that can prolong bleeding. Common side effects include injection site redness, swelling, pain, tenderness, firmness, lumps, bumps, bruising, discoloration, or itching. As with all fillers, there's a rare risk of unintentional injection into a blood vessel, which can cause vision abnormalities, blindness, stroke, temporary scabs, or scarring. For full, important safety information, visit Juvederm.com.
Mom deserves the best, and there's no better place to shop for Mother's Day than Whole Foods Market. They're your destination for unbeatable savings, from premium gifts to show-stopping flowers and irresistible desserts. Start by saving 33% with Prime on all body care and candles. Then get a 15-stem bunch of tulips for just $9.99 each with Prime. Round out Mom's menu with festive rosé, irresistible berry chantilly cake, and more special treats. Come celebrate Mother's Day at Whole Foods Market.
Planning for your next trip? Elevate your travel style with Quince. Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. And it's all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices. Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to quince.com/trip for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Acast powers the world's best podcasts. Here's a show that we recommend.
I'm Ina Garten. Welcome to Be My Guest, the podcast. One of the best gifts you can give friends is spending time together. But what's even better than that? Cooking with them. On Be My Guest, the podcast, new friends and old stop by my barn for some conversation and great cooking. We talk about food, life, and everything in between. Listen to Be My Guest, the podcast with me, Ina Garten, and join us wherever you get your podcasts.
Acast helps creators launch, grow, and monetize their podcasts everywhere. Acast.com.
One, two, halt! Right, lads, at ease. Gaius!
Too early for you to bellow like a rotten...
Oh.
Gaius, meet our military escort.
Our what?
Come on, lads, give him the greeting like we rehearsed.
Ave Caesar.
Again?
Ave Caesar.
That's better. Not bad, eh?
Yes. Mark, could we, They're a rough old lot. Looks like you rounded them up down at the pub.
I did. And before you ask, no, they're not technically trained. Or sober. But they're all I could get for the money at short notice.
But that's another thing. Where's this money come from all of a sudden?
I'll explain later. All that matters now is we can pay off the ransom and we've got some muscle in case things go wrong.
Unless they pass out drunk. Like that one.
All right, you bunch of maggots. We've got to be at Ostia Harbour by midday, so let's shape up and ship out. Any questions?
Sir?
What is it?
Can I go to the toilet?
No, you... Oh, go on. Be quick.
Thanks, Gav.
Anyone else need to go? Speak now or forever hold your thingy. Oh,
me too. Thank you, sir. Won't be a minute.
Mark, what is this plan of yours? And how's Cleopatra involved?
I can't tell you that now.
Why?
Because I need the toilet too. I'm bursting.
Rusty Quill presents Cry Havoc, Ask Questions Later. Episode 12, Hostage to Fortune.
Get distracted, eyes on your opponent.
Whoa! Not so fast!
Morning, chaps. Hard at it.
Hey, Octavia.
I said don't get distracted. Keep those elbows loose, you're seizing up.
I'm doing it! I reckon I got the hang of this. What?
Better luck next time.
How did you do that?
Keep practicing. Hey, lad.
Okay.
Octavia, what's with the frown?
Besides being a captive on a pirate ship. Well, actually, it's Mia.
Oh, yeah?
Last night, under the stars, we got talking. And, you know, we were alone. Just the two of us.
A romantic ambiance?
I thought so, but she never made eye contact. Kept looking away. It was like there was something she wasn't telling me.
Want me to find out for you?
Honestly, I think you're wrong about the whole thing.
Do you want a bet? Gracchus! Still keeping an eye on our new guest?
Yes, Captain. I think she's just caught herself some breakfast.
Caught some breakfast?
Mia! Oh! Morning, Octavia.
How's the water?
Cold. Very cold.
Yes. So I can see.
Huh?
Nothing. Sorry.
If I'm not mistaken, that's fresh sea bass. She tastes great with some butter and a white wine sauce.
Octavia?
Yes?
Want some?
Sorry, what?
The sea bass. You said it was your favourite. Last night.
Oh. I've eaten, actually. Sorry.
Oh. Well, never mind then.
Oh, now that was just sad.
What was?
That gleam in her eye when she said it was your favourite. And the way it died when you shot her down.
I didn't know what she was planning, did I? She's very confusing.
Well, at this rate, you'll have plenty of time to figure her out. You've heard nothing from your Roman pals.
Nothing at all. What is Gaius up to?
Weighing up the pros and cons, if I know his kind.
Pros and cons of saving me? I'm his sister, for Jove's sake. He should have saved me already.
But he hasn't, has he? Better drink in the view of that coastline while you can. Could be the last time you ever see it.
Whoa there! Steady, man! Guys, how are we doing for time?
Sundial says a couple of hours.
Right. When the pirates turn up, you leave the talking to me, okay?
Keep it professional. We don't want them to do anything rash.
If they laid a finger on my boy...
Yes, well, let's hope Pompey wants a quick and easy end to this as much as we do. Then we can get Octavia and Antyllus and go home. Shit, and Lepidus! Him too!
What if we, refuse to take him?
Mark!
Just thinking out loud.
Can't sleep. Won't sleep. Those devils could come at any time. And don't eat me!
Lepidus? You okay?
Octavia! It's you! They won't tell me anything. I don't know what they plan. They could make me walk the plank, or run me through, or torture me, or goodness knows what else. It's agony not knowing.
Yes, that is a worry. But the honey pancakes were nice, weren't they?
Oh! Wonderful with the Appian Red. But goodness, I'm so frightened.
I'm a bit nervous myself.
They'll save us, won't they? Mark and Gaius?
I'd like to believe that. I'm sure a life on the high seas has a lot to offer, but never seeing home again? My friends. My mum.
Oh, my dear.
And, well, I mean, Rome would be denied any more of my plays. The poor wretches, never knowing what they might have had.
Yes. Tragedy has many forms.
Do they have theatres in barbarian pirate camps?
Do you know? I'm not sure.
Ahoy! A ship! Ahoy! They've come! Lepidus! They've come! We're saved!
Octavia! Octavia!
Don't leave me!
Oh, my giddy aunt. Oh, crumbs.
That's right, lads. Easy does it. Better come alongside.
Captain Pompey. Sir.
Not now, Mia.
Oh, at last. They took their sweet... Wait. That's not a Roman ship.
No, but I do know whose it is.
Everybody knows Cleopatra's ship when they see it.
She can't see me.
Mia, what's the matter?
Captain, you have to trust me. The Queen cannot see me here. Please.
What? Fine. Whatever, none of my business. Grab an old cloak. You'll be one of the crew. Here, take an eye patch.
You won't give me away?
Mia, what's got into you?
Could you take this somewhere else? Kind of busy right now. Hold fast, men! Let's hear what these Egyptians have to say for themselves.
I have a message for Captain Sextus Pompey. Her exalted divinity, Empress of the Nile, Queen of Kings.
Does she dance too?
Wishes to speak with you about the release of your hostages.
Does she now? Well, it's been a while since we had royalty here, eh, boys? Bring her aboard. Well. Cleopatra herself.
Sextus Pompey, I trust you don't mind my guards. I'm not in the habit of putting my life in the hands of scoundrels.
Ah, life's more fun if you do. Now, are you here for the hostages, or did you just come for a glimpse of my famously good arse?
It is the safety of the hostages that concerns me, and that alone.
Pity. Been working out this morning. Come, we'll negotiate in my quarters.
You, pirate. The short one with the eye patch.
Yes, Your Majesty?
Take my robe. Oh, it's too hot.
As you like.
This way, Your Highness.
Whew, that was close.
Mia, what is going on? Why do you need to hide from Cleopatra?
It's complicated.
I wonder why she's here. And where the heck is my brother?
Please, sit, Your Majesty.
Thank you.
I must insist that our negotiations take place in private.
Understandable. Amos, you and your men stay outside. I'll call you if he tries anything.
My queen.
Gracchus, keep an eye on her lot outside. And set sail for Ostia.
Captain.
In the meantime, we are not to be disturbed under any circumstances.
Aye, sir.
Well. Do you think they're going for it?
I think they bought it hook, line and sinker.
Drink?
Please. You played your part brilliantly. Thanks to your handiwork and my own impeccable timing, the Romans are being cooperative at last.
Got the meeting out of your hands?
Hardly that, but it's progress. I've even made some inroads with Mark Antony, though Mini Caesar remains a stuck-up little prick.
You shock me.
Still, the main thing is I'm finally getting somewhere. And all it took was a bit of kidnapping. Cheers.
Cheers.
Hostages all right?
Yeah, lovely bunch. And speaking of Mark, his son's nothing like him. Real stand-up fella.
Antelus.
Good heart. Strong spirit.
Yes, and his father is having kittens. You deserve a bonus.
Very nice. Well, thank you.
Officially, I'm here on the Romans' behalf to negotiate a lower ransom. They're offering 30%, but they'll stretch to 45%.
Acceptable. I guess one can put a price on family after all.
But seeing their faces all scared and confused, that was priceless.
Well, you get what you want, and I get paid a good day's work, and it's not even lunchtime.
Mind you, they'll be expecting us to haggle for at least an hour.
So, How should an intelligent and devastatingly attractive pair of delinquents like us pass the time?
Oh, go on then. Besides, I have heard a lot about your famously good ass. Leaving the ship without seeing it would be like going to Egypt without viewing the pyramids.
No sign of them.
Give it time.
We've attracted a crowd. I'm wondering why we're standing around like a pack of idiots. Whatever your plan is, it better work.
Sir, ships on the horizon.
Yes. Yes, I see them.
Ships. Plural.
All part of the plan, Gaius. Listen up, men. We may not have served together long. About a couple of hours as it happens, but that only reaffirms the fact that this, here today, will be the greatest moment this company has ever seen. These pirates may beguile some feeble-minded plebeians, but they are nothing but scum and outlaws, and we will stand firm. We will get back those hostages, and we will do whatever it takes to protect our people and the glory of Rome!
And then we get paid?
And then you get paid.
Mark, that was a shit. It's Cleopatra's! You knew about this!
Yep. She went on ahead to broker the deal. Fearless, I'll admit it. Marching straight into the lion's den like that takes guts.
Well, let's hope for our sake she managed to stay on his good side. Anything could happen over there.
Well, that was fun.
Aye. I don't think I can stand up.
You know, Sextus, we're both natural leaders. We both know the game. Why don't we seize Rome? Why haven't we done that yet?
Roll it together. It is tempting.
Right?
Oh, awkward, though. You know, after your brother killed my father.
Oh, yes. I'd forgotten about that. If it helps, I killed my brother.
Still, you can imagine announcing it to the rest of the family.
No, absolutely. Rats.
Oh, shame.
Captain Pompey, sir.
Wait a sec!
Give me that. Put it on.
Yeah.
How's my hair?
Oh, yeah, it's great. Right. It's great.
Flash. Okay. Yeah. Right, okay. Go for it.
Come in. And not a penny less.
By the Nile, you drive a hard bargain, Captain.
Sorry to interrupt.
Antilles. You'll be pleased to hear that the ransom's been agreed, and you'll be heading home as soon as we're docked.
Oh, I see. It's been kind of terrific here, is all.
Oh, don't pout, Antilles. All good things and so on.
Suppose.
Although, now I think of it, before you go, there is a matter you might be able to help us with.
Really? Me?
Well, you wouldn't mind, Your Majesty.
No, sure. I mean, as long as there's no funny business, Captain.
You see, Antilles, I'm happy to let you all go, but I'm the terror of the tides. I've got a reputation to maintain. That's a pirate's bread and butter, you know.
Absolutely. Branding is important.
Exactly. So, how would you like to help me with some brand management?
All right, men, look lively. And don't let your guard down for a second.
There's Cleopatra. She doesn't look too worried. She's even smiling.
Afternoon, gentlemen. Nice to get outside for a while.
Your Highness.
I see you're unharmed.
Oh, bless your heart. You noticed. I bear good news. Pompey accepted your terms. We settled at 40% of the original ransom, and the gold has been transferred to his ship from my personal supply.
Wait, you paid off the ransom for us? What's going on here?
She's getting something in return, guys. Just wind your neck in.
What's she getting from us?
Ahoy, Mark Antony!
Sextus Pompey! So,
we meet again.
And you've aged terribly.
We're not interested in personal comments, you primped up little twat. Where are the hostages?
Oh dear. Who am I?
Mind your step, Lepidus. Careful on the plank. That's it. Down we go.
Octavia, are you all right? Did they hurt you at all?
You took your bloody time. How could you leave me on a pirate ship for a whole night?
What about you, Lepidus? You okay?
Oh, Mark, it was terrible. I feared for my very life. Oh, wait a moment. Excuse me, Captain?
Yes?
Do you have any of that lovely soft cheese left?
Ah, you scoffed a lot.
Oh, cruel and barbaric ignominy.
Sod this old buffer and his cheese. Pompey, where's my son?
Why, he's right here.
Hello, Father. I'm safe and well.
Oh, thank Jupiter for that. Now get your ass down here on the double.
Yes, sir.
Not so fast.
Angelus, look out.
He's got me.
No! Pompey, you coward!
You can have the fellow back. You pay up the other 50% of the ransom.
Ah, you sea scum. Let me at him.
No, Mark, don't. He'll kill the boy. This isn't what we agreed, pirate.
You know us buccaneers. We're so unreliable. Hey, Antilles.
You vile, duplicitous wretch.
That's it, son. Show him who's boss.
Stubborn to the last, eh, Mark? In that case, say goodbye to your son.
Not so fast.
Oh, God! What's he doing?
Sorry!
Not so tough now, are you?
What? Am I seeing things? Or did my son just take a sword off Sextus Pompey?
Yes, he did. Compelling, isn't it?
Lucky I carry a spear! You're dead!
How about you, dog?
Oh, my goodness, this is so exciting!
I can't bear to watch.
Oh, say, that's my son up there, and he's incredible. That's his son. I believe in you.
Munch. Yeah. Pie. And report. Okay, I'll bring my girl.
Do you think it's working?
Yeah, they're loving it. Tavia wrote a damn good scene, and we're giving a damn good performance. Now, break. Quick, it's your line.
Oh,
get back to your barnacles, Pompey. And if any pirate wants to attack Rome, you tell them they'll have to go through Antilles first.
Nicely done, boy. Remember this moment next time you're doubting yourself.
I will, Sextus. I will.
Get down that gangplank, you silly twit.
Oh, yeah. I'm coming, Dad.
Antilles. Antilles, come here, boy.
It's good to be home.
I'm so proud. You were amazing up there. And where'd you learn such technique?
Oh, I just picked it up, I guess.
Antilles, you're a hero. You're going to be famous.
You'll be the most feared soldier in the Roman army.
No, he won't, Mark.
What? Why?
Because the theatre needs him more than you do. Antilles, you're in. Welcome to the Palatine Players.
Thanks, Octavia. You hear that, Dad? I'm going to be an actor.
An actor? But no!
Oh, relax. Soldiers, actors, they're all the same. Masking insecurities through silly costumes.
Oh, thanks very much.
Very touching. You lot haven't heard the last of Sextus Pompey. Oh, unless anyone else fancies coming along. More the merrier.
Dream on, Pompey. No citizen of Rome will turn their back on their homeland and throw in with criminal scum like you.
Absolutely. After all, it's only a life of fighting, boozing, lots of gold and rampant fornication.
Is it?
Yep.
Yeah, that sounds great.
Oi, Pom, where are you lot going?
Sorry, Mark. Take good care of them. Until next time. One for all, and all for me!
That cheeky bastard.
Oh, leave it, Mark. We've got the hostages back and nobody died.
Oh, believe me, I'm grateful. I don't even know how you paid the ransom.
Yeah, about that. Lepidus, bit of news. Our soldier has.
Ah, hey, big pun?
Soldier has, mate.
You sold my house? To whom?
To me. And it's absolutely gorgeous. Thank you, Lepidus.
That's what you got for bailing us out. A leg up in the property ladder.
For an absolute bargain. Motivated seller, you see.
Right. Gaius?
Yes?
Could I crash at yours for a while?
Fine. Octavia, do you have some spare sheets for... Octavia? Where's that sister of mine got to?
Come on, where are you? Don't tell me she stayed with the pirates. Mia, there you are.
Hey, help me up. Thanks. By Osiris, I didn't know I could hold my breath so long.
You made it then?
Yeah, I swam away from the ship when everyone was distracted.
Couldn't you have come down the gangplank with the rest of us?
No. Think about it. Nobody had paid a ransom for me, had they? And who would have?
I don't know. Cleopatra, maybe? Why did you have to hide from her? Mia, what aren't you telling me?
Okay. I really like it here. The only thing is... It's like this. Turns out, I love theater. The costumes, the art of it all, pretending to be someone else.
Yes, and you're fantastic.
Probably because I'm so used to it. The pretending. In my life. And I don't want to do that. Not with you.
What do you mean?
My name's not Mia. It's Charmian. And I work for Cleopatra. I'm her spy. That's why I'm here. That's the only reason she allows me to perform in the theater, so that I can be close to you, mixing with the ruling class of Rome.
Oh, I see.
But I don't want to spy on you. And I don't want to lie to you. Some days I feel like I have to lie to everyone I meet. A different lie for every person, depending on what they need to believe. And it's so hard to keep juggling all those stories and still remember who you really are. And if I could be truthful to just one person, then I'd want that person to be you.
Okay. I like that. I'd like to be that person very much.
What? Really?
Yeah.
Even though I'm working for Egypt? Against Rome?
Well, we're above those kinds of politics, aren't we?
Even though I'm living a double life? Even though I'm feeding information about your brother, your city, and your government back to a foreign power?
Yes, well... Nobody's perfect.
Cry Havoc, Ask Questions Later is a podcast distributed by Rusty Quill and licensed under a Creative Commons Attribution Non-Commercial Sharealike 4.0 International License. The series is created by David K. Barnes and directed by Amani Zardo. This episode was written by Tom Crowley. It was edited by Nico Vitese, Meg McKella, and Catherine Rinella, with scoring by Sam Jones. Today's episode features Ryan Hopevere Anderson, Kazim Tosin Amore, Sarah Lambie, Lara Sawalha, Harry Roebuck, Andy Seacombe, Aaron Lewis Cadogan, and Sarah Aga. Cry Havoc, Ask Questions Later is produced by Natalie Winter, Catherine Lindemann, and production manager Natasha Johnston, with executive producers Alexander J. Newell and April Sumner. To subscribe, view associated materials, or join our Patreon, visit rustyquill.com. Rate and review us online. Tweet us at @TheRustyQuill. Visit us on Facebook or email us at mail@rustyquill.com. Thanks for listening.
Mom deserves the best, and there's no better place to shop for Mother's Day than Whole Foods Market. They're your destination for unbeatable savings, from premium gifts to show-stopping flowers and irresistible desserts. Start by saving 33% with Prime on all body care and candles. Then get a 15-stem bunch of tulips for just $9.99 each with Prime. Round out Mom's menu with festive rosé, irresistible berry chantilly cake, and more special treats. Come celebrate Mother's Day at Whole Foods Market.
Want to get a chiseled look in the jawline? Sculpt and shape your jawline with added volume from Juvederm Volux XC. Juvederm Volux XC is an injectable gel specifically designed to be robust enough to improve moderate to severe loss of jawline definition. And it is the first and only hyaluronic acid filler approved for the jawline. Add volume to your jawline for a chiseled look with Juvederm Volux XC. For important safety information and to find a licensed specialist, visit Juvederm.com. That's Juvederm.com. Not for people with severe allergic reactions, allergies to lidocaine, or the proteins used in Juvederm. Common side effects include injection site redness, swelling, pain, tenderness, firmness, lumps, bumps, bruising, discoloration, or itching. There's a risk of unintentional injection into a blood vessel, which can cause vision abnormalities, blindness, stroke, temporary scabs, or scarring. Talk to a licensed specialist to find out if it's right for you. Visit Juvederm.com. That's Juvederm.com.
Acast powers the world's best podcasts. Here's a show that we recommend.
I'm Ina Garten. Welcome to Be My Guest, the podcast. One of the best gifts you can give friends is spending time together. But what's even better than that? Cooking with them. On Be My Guest, the podcast, new friends and old stop by my barn for some conversation and great cooking. We talk about food, life, and everything in between. Listen to Be My Guest, the podcast with me, Ina Garten, and join us wherever you get your podcasts.
Acast helps creators launch, grow, and monetize their podcasts everywhere. Acast.com.